I've lived with writers, doctors, geographers, teachers, in apartments small and old and creaky and infested with mice. I could live with anybody. I met my most interesting roommates in Paris in January of 2013. Michel was a thin, balding man in his early 60s and an elementary school principal. He was given an apartment in the austere concrete schoolhouse, as is the custom in France. He lived with his boyfriend Abder, who was a Moroccan man with warm eyes. At the time, the country's National Front Party was sowing the seeds of fear in straight white French society. So life with Michel and Abder was a politically charged adventure. People marched in the streets every few weeks against gay marriage, against Arabs like Abder. They lived their lives in defiance. Michel was an Edith Piaf impersonator, and he would ask me to hold the camera every once in a while as he sang in sequin dresses. We went to the Rocky Horror Picture Show for Abder's 44th birthday. They periodically made fun of my love of peanut butter and attributed to why I, and all Americans really, were gaining weight. Abder would try to teach me words in Arabic, and I helped him conjugate to be in English. I am, you are, we are. They would share their love, too. Their friends would come for dinner. I'd chat with them over chicken and wine and continue the conversation in the morning over coffee, and they'd stand there wrapped in Michelle's robes. One night, I came home late, after 3 a.m. Michel and Abder usually stayed up later than me, so I wasn't surprised to see the thin sliver of light underneath the front door. The apartment had an L-shaped hallway that ended to their bedroom. I turned the corner, and there was Michel, door flung wide open, getting really, really friendly with one of their friends. Abder was doing dishes in the kitchen. It's true when they say that you forget everything but your native language when you're angry. I shouted, "Oh my God," in English all the way to my room and slammed the door. Abder put down the dishes and followed, trying to console me by clarifying that he wasn't being cheated on. Not really my top concern at the moment. So, I'm the daughter of a therapist. I've navigated plenty of relational problems in my day, and I pride myself on being able to address things in a way that leaves everyone feeling supported and heard. But I slunk away a coward from that apartment at the crack of dawn and couldn't bring myself to face them for more than 12 hours. When I finally returned, I found them sitting side by side on their overstuffed couch, waiting, stoic. Michel had a pink feather boa wrapped around his neck. I say, "We need to talk," and they nod solemnly. "Listen, I need to feel like I can come home at night without interrupting something. It's not the sex that's the problem, it's the open door. Just privacy, guys." I was red in the face, forgot a bunch of my French that would have been useful. I eventually stuttered to a stop. They did not buy it. In the end, I couldn't convince them that it wasn't who they were sleeping with, it was the exhibitionism of it that I couldn't handle. And they couldn't convince me that it's okay to have an open-door sex policy when you have a roommate. It was my first major conflict resolution failure. Eventually, we picked up the pieces and were normal around each other again. I figured out how to swallow my pride and move along, figured out that you can't fix everything. But I can still live with just about anybody.